Hey guys, it's your host Varsha and Megha, and welcome back for another episode of Real Time with Megha Varsha. Thanks for tuning in to episode 4, and in this episode, we have some special guests, and they will be featured on the second part of this podcast. So keep listening, folks, and on to it's Megha.
Hey guys, and I hope you're all staying safe and positive. I'm also looking for the surprise as well, so stay tuned.
Right now, as we are all staying home and social distancing ourselves, there's nothing better to do than making TikToks and posting Instagram photos. Mm-hmm. Speaking of Instagram and other social media platforms, there's so many pros and cons of social media. The list goes endless.
Yeah, so one of the pros of social media is that social media gives a way to connect with friends and family. Social media gave me a way to keep in touch with my friends and family from all around the world. I still talk to my 4th grade and 6th grade friends and see what they're up to, and it's awesome.
Yeah, same here. I also agree with you, Megha, because I find social media as a way to reconnect with your friends and family. Like, for example, the friends I have made in the past, I instantly find those friends that I made in the past right on Facebook and especially commonly on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And I find it surprising and amazing that social media has, you know, advanced a lot, like from olden times to, you know, recent times, modern today.
Yeah.
And I feel like if without social media, we can't really survive. We can survive. We can. But it would be really boring for us, you know, mm-hmm. like we don't have anything.
Especially like, you know, when a lot of our relatives are in India, right? And the way we keep in touch is through social media. The way my cousin is doing this and this. That's so cool. So if we didn't have social media, like, imagine that.
It would be really hard. Like, I always call my grandparents and my aunt and uncle, like, and maybe every 2 weeks. Or, like, sometimes we're all free. And, like, I feel like without that tool, we can't really, like, face-to-face. We can't really talk. We'll only just be on call. And so... Yeah. Yeah, so I agree with that. And I also believe that another pro of social media is that, like, social media makes everyone happy. People find a way for happiness. And I think a lot of people find happiness through social media, like Instagram, Facebook, and various other social media platforms. They make them happy, and it really relieves them from their mental state. It's sort of like a happy place for them, you know, they can communicate freely, even though they'll be hate as well, but they can just... you know, freedom of speech, and they can just do their own thing.
Yeah, so adding on, as what you said, social media provides platforms for people in need. People who suffer from depression or other mental health issues, they use social media to relieve themselves. So it's really great to have this type of platform.
Mm-hmm. And another pro is making an impact and the ability to educate others. So a lot of people, like a lot of my friends and maybe Megha, your friends too, they always put a link on their bio and they're like, educate yourselves by clicking on this link. So social media is really a good way to educate everyone of what's happening. Like, for example, the George Floyd situation, people didn't really know what really happened to George Floyd, why people were making a huge problem out of it. And they click the link and, you know, they read the story and they're like, oh, now I know what's really happening right now. So it's a really good way to educate ourselves and yourselves.
Yeah, like with celebrities who have so many followers, they use their social media account to educate their followers so their followers can also bring change. So this is a great, great impact. People also have access to news and get info instantly on social media. So that's also another good pro for social media.
Yeah, as well as also job offers. Like if people want, you know, jobs, and even quarantine, a lot of people lost jobs. And I think one common thing I'm like finding, a lot of teenagers, like even me, they want to be a tutor and they're tutoring kids. Like they don't want to get money off of it, but they're just doing for community service hours. And I think that's a good way to, you know, interact and like do something, you know, creatively. And adults especially also, they're actually making a living out of it just by being a tutor and being there for...
Yeah, exactly. Social media provides a way to do that. Growing a business is also a huge thing on social media because you can promote your business and your business can grow. So that's also a big pro on social media.
Yeah, like we're also using our platform, you know, our podcast to...
Yeah,
you know, like
promote.
We promote our podcast just for people to listen to us. And also one message I have to give is that, so we do get money from like the podcast, and from the money we want to donate it to the food banks. And so if you guys donate it to us, that'll be much appreciated.
Yes, yes. But anyways, there are also cons for social media. Everything has pro and con. And for social media, it's cyberbullying. One of them is cyberbullying. This cyberbullying is a form of bullying on the internet, and it's really sad to hear. So many people, especially I think it's among teenagers who are being cyberbullied a lot, and it's sad.
Yeah, it's really sad. And also, if I don't know if you guys know, but in the K-pop industry, the Korean pop, in their industry, two singers like recently died. I think maybe last year or this year, I'm not really sure when they died, but they died because of the hate that was going online to themselves. Like this girl, her name was, I forgot her name. It was started with an S, but she had a lot of hate going on and she killed herself. She killed herself because of the hate people said about her. Like, oh, you look super ugly. A lot of people like said rude comments about her. She was a really good singer and like she lost her life. So it is a really sad thing about social media in that sense. I mean, there are also people who are good too. They love them for what they do. You know, they still hate good and bad. You know, even for our podcast, maybe a lot of people don't like it. They find it stupid that we're talking about things like this. But, you know, we tend to ignore it, right? Another thing is catfishing and hacking. And it's really common that I've been seeing every single day. And since it's a time of, you know, where we have to stay home and stuff, a lot of people are finding their free time as a way to hack other accounts. And also catfishing is really big against celebrities, especially like, for example, maybe I can just go make a new account and say it's Billie Eilish, even though I'm not really Billie Eilish. And the Billie Eilish will also be annoyed that like, oh, why am I using my account as Billie? Even then a lot of people, and people make money out of that. And like, you shouldn't do that because that's just stupid and bad.
Oh, yeah. I also want to add, like, social media, there's a lot of gossip and hate. Exactly. Like, right now, especially during quarantine, I've seen so much hate going on. So many celebrities. People, like, find tweets or posts that they sent, like, you know, 10 years ago. And then they bring it up. And they want other people to hate on the celebrities. And they want to cancel everyone. So, like, that's also a really sad thing about social media. Because it can spread instantly. It can spread really fast.
Yeah, and it's also like an invasion of privacy as well. Like, you shouldn't really do that. Like, BTS, like another Korean band, I'm pretty sure everyone knows them by now. It's super popular and famous. YouTube everywhere, and people know all the rumors and gossip going on in their boy gang, you know? And like, BTS also has invasion of privacy. Like, this, I like read an article once, like, so they were FaceTiming, like they were doing an interview, or I think FaceTiming someone, and their friend was like, look behind you, there's a fan behind you. And they just looked back and they were so scared because their fans is so crazy about them, and they're just, you know, it's just super crazy. And yeah, stalking. And that's not okay. I can't imagine. Can you imagine like a person under your bed right now
and
checking what the hell you're doing? Like, that's not good. So that's an invasion of privacy, guys. Do not do that. Like, I respect BTS. I really like BTS also. If you guys want to know my opinion about it, they're great, excellent dancers. I like their music as well. I'm not a diehard fan of them. I just respect them the way they are. And
that's good. So another con that's probably like, you know, popular and common among all of us is that social media is a huge distraction. It's really addicting. So we just like spend hours and hours on social media, like TikTok, just swiping. And like, you cannot stop because you keep on swiping. And then you find yourself like, oh, I spent like 5 hours on TikTok. So that's like a big thing.
Yeah, it never ends. And also another thing is like staying up at night and your grades drop just because of texting someone for a few hours, or you are watching someone's Instagram live and it's super long. It's an hour long. I mean, technically, Instagram lives are not that long, but they're only like maybe 3 minutes.
I mean, yeah, you know what we mean. I mean, so like for me, it's like if I stay up too late and I have to get up early, I can't. The next day I'll be really bad. Like I'll feel like tired and like just why did I stay up so late? So I need to like go to bed early. But like to do that, I need to get off my phone, and it's like it's really hard for some of us, especially like teenagers in this time to like get off our phones. But we're not saying social media is bad.
We're not saying that, of course. We actually
go on social media every single day. So we love social media, but we're stating our opinions, our thoughts about the pros.
So this is not like a way to attack you guys, like, oh, guys, don't use social media, you know, ever.
No,
we you guys just have to learn how to be safe and how to stay safe online, because there are many websites that can really attack you and they can really put your life in danger. And you guys just have to know how to be safe and, you know, what you guys are doing online. Just do it right. Don't do anything wrong and make a stupid mistake that you'll regret for your life.
Good way. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah, for me, staying up all night is, like, a huge thing, because, like, I haven't stayed up until, like, 2 or 3, like, you know, like my friends do, because they do stay up until 3 or 4.
Yeah. Especially during quarantine, we all, like, because we don't have school the next day, like.
So it's really free.
Yeah. So we can, like, stay up.
So they're just, like, watching a movie. And for me, like, at 10, my Wi-Fi goes out, like, it's been, like, a restriction for me. And so I think that's, like, a good thing, but, like, so instead of looking on my phone, I read a book at like 10. Mm-hmm. And then I'm reading Harry Potter and the Order of Phoenix, and I'm almost done, maybe like a few chapters, but it's a big book. It's still, you know, it takes time.
It
so
is.
I always read it, and like, you know, I find it really funny, the things that happen in story. So I feel like instead of, like, a lot of people are reading on their phones, like electronic, like on their Kindle or like any other iPad or something. They used to read. I think like you guys should read physical book, because it has more benefit. Like, I'm not saying there's no benefit for reading it electronic. I'm just saying it's like a good way to help your eyes, you know, like not strain as much. Mm-hmm. Because on phone or like any other device, when you're reading it on there, your eyes tend to get more like prone to it. And like,
yeah,
that's
also
good.
It's like a preference. If you want to go on a Kindle, and if you want to read on a Kindle, read on a Kindle, it's okay. Especially quarantine, I've been wanting to read books, but all the libraries are closed, so I have to read online. I've been trying to go back into reading. I want to start becoming a book nerd again. I'm trying to look up
yeah,
books.
Yeah, same here. I think it's because we're like in, you know, we're gonna go to junior year soon in August, and like, I mean, I think reading books really helps our like vocabulary and stuff. It has beneficial to a way to gain knowledge.
Yeah.
So another, like, also staying up all night. So I feel like this is just a suggestion. Like, what has helped me is that I think you guys shouldn't like look at your phone before you go to sleep, because it really affects your mind. Like, let's say someone texts me, right? And they like yelled at me, or they didn't like what I did, like in the party or something. I don't know. Right now, you guys don't. No one goes to parties, but like, I'm just saying an example. But let's just say, and you will be thinking like, what should I text back? What should I say? Should I say sorry? Should I say? So you just overthink so much. So that's why you should just avoid looking at your phone like before you go to sleep, like especially at night, maybe like 8 or 9. Like, I'm trying to avoid looking at it, even though I do look at it constantly at night.
It's so hard,
try to avoid it. It is hard to not look at it. But if you guys try it, I think it will give a really good benefit to yourselves and your health. Like, honestly, staying up at night also gives you eye circles. Like, for me, I've been trying to remove my dark circles so much, and I can't. I've been putting the screen for like a year now, and it still hasn't disappeared. So I'm just saying, and yeah, so it's sad. So I want to find an alternative to like remove it. So that's why I'm just trying to get as much sleep as I need to.
Yeah. So these are our opinions on social media, the pros and cons. And this debate about social media has been going on forever. And this is something that we all talk about every single day. So yeah, why don't we take a break now?
Yeah, sure. And when we come back, our sisters will be part of the second part of this podcast. So stay tuned, folks.
We'll be right back. And we're back. Marcia, why don't you introduce our guests who are here with us?
Well, we have our sisters in our panel today. Isn't that exciting, Mega?
Yeah, I'm actually really excited to talk to both of our sisters, and this will be really fun and interesting.
Hey guys, my name is Athara, and I'm really grateful to be a part of this podcast. And thank you, Varsha and Mega, for including me and Aditi to be a part of this.
Hi everyone, my name is Aditi. And
I'm Mega's sister, and I'm in 6th grade.
I'm Varsha's sister, and I am in 7th grade.
So we'll be doing a quick Q&A just to get to know more about our sisters.
And ourselves, maybe. Okay, yeah. First question is, do you guys have any hobbies? Who wants to go first?
I will go first, I guess.
Okay.
I like to draw and read a lot, and yeah.
Any favorite? Oh wait, that's a favorite book. That's coming later. What are your hobbies?
I like to dance and do like a lot of crafts, like art, art related things.
I like to dance too, Athara. We have the same interests.
Yeah.
I don't like dance.
So
yeah, me either. I don't like dance either. We both are same. Nice,
amazing. Okay, the second thing is, what's an annoying thing about me? And for Thara, would be Mega.
For me, it's that she never talks. She's really quiet. So
that's it.
Yeah, that's really it.
Well, an annoying thing about you is whenever you come to my room and just do random things and stay in there, and not that's annoying. What about you?
Oh my god. Okay. One annoying thing about my sister is that she tries to get me in trouble for literally no reason, and she says the most unnecessary things all the time.
That's my sister.
I just get so angry. And yeah.
Yeah. I think one annoying thing about Aku or Aditi is that, you know, she's always humming every single day, and I yell at her to stop humming, and she's like, "You know what? I have the freedom to hum, so I can hum when I want to."
You guys fight every day.
Yeah, and sometimes I tell her to eat, like, you know, eat like good vegetables, and she doesn't eat it. She's
okay,
like,
first of all, I eat my vegetables. She said, "You're like, eat more vegetables." I ate them. Okay, stop.
You guys have the same fights as us. She randomly picks fights with me.
You do the same here. You pick fights with me.
We'll see. Mm-mm. Okay, next question. How was your online experience? You want to go with Tara?
Okay. For me, the online wasn't really good because, I mean, it wasn't the same as going to class and being able to learn these things. I feel like I learned more when I was in class than online.
Yeah, that's true. Same thing with me. Actually, the online was okay. It was good.
Yeah, for me, it was just more work, I feel like. More work than we did in school. It was really hard. But, you know, it was pretty easy, too, at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, MVP?
For me, I had way more work than usual. And I didn't really talk to my friends that much. It depended on what we did on a daily basis. Like, we couldn't really see each other or anything. I prefer to see them in person. That way, you don't have to be like, now we call them, be like, all right, I can call you for like 5 minutes. I have to go do more math homework. So,
that's true. Yeah, because everyone.
Like,
has,
it's like, not like at school. You're just like, no, you need to do my math. Bye. So yeah, I just no.
Yeah, we my friends and I like always call each other at like 3 o'clock every other day. If we, most of us could make it, so that's what we did. It didn't usually work, but.
Okay, favorite singer?
I love Billie Eilish. I like Panic at the Disco.
Nice.
Yeah, stuff. I mean, okay, go.
For me, I like pop too, but I listen to the same music my sister does, so.
Why don't we? I guess she, both of us are a Why Don't We fan.
Yeah.
Are you Marsha's favorite singer?
Okay, so my favorite singer, I like Madison Beer, Billie Eilish. I mean, yeah, they're really, like, Madison Beer is like, oh my god, like, she's like,
yeah. Favorite Madison Beer song?
I like Selfish and Good and Goodbyes. What about you?
Home With You.
Oh my god, yeah, that's also really good.
That's like really catchy, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then my next question is, what are your guys' favorite books? Sorry, I can go first.
I like a lot of books, but like I enjoy reading graphic novels. So one of my favorite graphic novel artists is Raina Telgemeier. and I like her book Smile.
Okay. Yeah, I like graphic novels too. I think it's like more fun, you know, like the comic and stuff like that.
Yeah.
What about you,
Akua? I like graphic novels too, like Art of Style and stuff. I mean, I prefer reading Art of Style as a graphic novel version. But I also like Rick Riordan's books, and I am on a quest to finish all of his books.
Nice.
Yeah, so.
He has a lot of books.
Yeah, I know. And she's been reading Harry Potter like maybe about six times already.
Wow.
What's your favorite book, Marcia?
Oh, my favorite book? I don't really have one. I really like Harry Potter,
obviously. She doesn't read.
I do read, okay. I like the Harry Potter series. I like the Selection series. I don't have one favorite book.
Oh, I like the Selection too.
But Selection series was good, yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, it wasn't my favorite, but like it was good.
It was good. It was really good.
I've read a lot of them.
It was good too.
I think my favorite series all time was probably Hunger Games.
I haven't read it. I've watched the movies. Yeah,
the movies were good. The books were good. I loved them. Okay, next one. What are your pet peeves?
I'll go first. I don't like it when anything scrapes across any surface. It just really annoys me. That sound. It's kind of like nails on a chalkboard.
Yeah, that does sound like for me too, honestly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What about you?
I have a lot of pet peeves. I don't think I can name any of them. But like, I guess I don't like it when people like they just ignore me for literally no reason. Like they know I'm talking to them and they just like.
Yeah.
So like, kind of annoying. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, talk to me.
Yeah.
It's sad. Mostly my parents.
So. okay. So next question. Favorite board game.
Well, this is a good one for my sister. She literally lives in a board game palace.
Yeah. I love games. Games are my favorite thing to do. So, one of my favorites, Monopoly. The really classic, just Monopoly.
I like, card games, I guess. Who knows?
Oh, yes.
Trivia games are good. They're fun. How about you?
Well, I don't really like board games. I'm most more of like a gamer, like a video gamer.
Mm-hmm.
So like Minecraft.
I used to play and, a lot of Minecraft. She plays Minecraft too, actually.
Yeah.
GTA.
Yeah.
You play GTA?
I used to.
Oh, okay, cool. Anyways, I mean,
not for me.
I'm not like more of a gamer. I just play games like not like on the controller. You know how where you like, Just Dance, right?
Yeah.
You guys know Just Dance.
So yeah.
I play those where you're standing and Sixth Sense and stuff. I like those types. I don't like controller. You're sitting on a sofa and hard gamer. But I also like board games as well. I like Game of Life. It's like one of my favorites. Monopoly is also pretty good.
Yeah.
Like Game of Life has like a calculator. You can play cards.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It looks like me and Barsha have more in common than me and you.
Yeah, I know.
I used to like Roblox.
Yeah, me and Aditi have more in common than
more common.
It's fine. Okay. If you could have any exotic animal as a pet, what would it be? I know your answer.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I love koalas. Like, I love them.
She's in love with them.
Yeah. I just love them.
Why? Why do you like koalas?
Because they're adorable and they're like really, yes, they're fierce, but it's their way of protecting them.
I guess if it was like a carnivorous animal and it didn't eat you, I would be like an albino lion or something. If we're gonna be more realistic, I'm more of a reptile person sometimes. I mean, I like dogs and cats, but like reptiles are small.
That's
and
cool.
I like them.
Yeah,
they're pretty cool. I like pythons. People don't see
snakes?
The beauty of them. They're really cute.
You
might
snakes?
Not see that. Yeah, and I like chameleons.
She wanted a snake as a pet, bro. So here's the story. Welcome to story time, everyone. Okay, so basically, I told my sister was like, can we have a dog, right? To my parents. And my parents were like, no, we can't have a dog. And my sister was like, okay, cat. And they're like, no, not a cat. And then like a few months after she like gave up, and then after like 2 months, she's like, at least, dad, can I have at least a snake as a pet? And I'm like, bro, are you out of your mind?
Well, I just, it's just like, that, okay, if they're not going to give me a dog, I just need something I can pet. Like, fish, they just swim, okay? Like, it's horrible. Not like, you can't just put your hand inside and just start, like, petting this fish inside the water. They're not going to do anything.
She has a point. She has a point.
Like, I mean, also, I like snakes sometimes, okay? They're kind of cool. I mean, not the big ones. I mean, sort of big ones, if I'm going to take responsibility. I also like chameleons. They're chill.
Chameleons are cool.
Yeah, chameleons
are cool. They're cool.
I mean, for me, I like I like all animals, honestly, except snakes, you know, those reptiles. But I like cats. I like dogs, both of them. Like, I want to have, like, a cute puppy, golden retriever.
My family's actually considering to get a dog. We don't know.
Oh my god, yes!
We're considering. We're just thinking. My dad loves a dog. My dad used to have a dog as a child, and, like, so we're thinking.
Oh, yeah.
We don't know.
Yeah, we have, like, pets in India, but, like, you know, we haven't really,
it's fish.
Spend time with them.
Okay, I have a story. Okay, so they got me 2 goldfish for my birthday, and one of them died on my birthday, so that was sad. And then the other one lived for, like, a month, and we got new fish, and then those lived.
I mean,
they're still alive. So
I mean, like, my aunt has, like, a talking parrot, which is pretty cool.
Oh,
like,
that's
she
cool.
has, like, 4 kittens. Yeah, so
she used to have a baby squirrel as a pet, but
really?
Then, like, it grew up and died.
Yeah, so.
It was a brutal life.
Yeah, I used to have 2 fish before she was born. She was really young. We said 2 fish, but both of them died.
They overfed it and it died. You fed it the wrong food.
I was in India and my dad probably forgot it. Like,
oh my god.
Because they would always fight with each other. So it was, like, scary too. I remember. I was sad when they died.
Wait, the fish?
Yeah. Okay. I was 6 years old. I was sad.
Okay, so now we have our last question at the end of our Q&A. So what are you guys, what do you guys want to do in the future? Like, yeah, go on.
I want to be an animator at Pixar.
Ooh, that's a fun job.
What about you, Tara?
I really want to be a teacher. I just like, you know, the idea of helping kids and things like that.
Oh, like your mom?
Yeah. But maybe like an elementary or like middle school or high school, that kind of
thing. I could literally never be a teacher. Have no patience.
Me either.
Same here. Oh my god.
Like, if a kid's like, what's 1 + 1? And they said 3. And then I'll be like, no, like, the fingers. 1 + 1. And they just still be like, oh, it's 4. I'm just gonna like snap, honestly.
Yeah.
I'll give you 2 chances. If you don't get them right, I'm just gonna walk away, honestly.
Okay, I got your experience. That's cool. Honestly, for me, I don't know what I'm gonna do. Sometimes people, like, in India, everyone is like, oh, Varsha, what are you going to, you know, when you go to India, all the artists are like, Varsha, you're officially going to 10th grade next year. What are you gonna do in the future? And I'm like, I'm gonna be a doctor. And everyone's like, oh my god, you're gonna be a doctor? That's amazing. And they're like super shocked. I'm like, oh my god, what's so surprising? I'm gonna be a doctor. And then right now I want to change it because I realized if we have like a pandemic or some virus spreads, like, you know, spreads, when you're a doctor you have more like responsibility of all the patients. So that's like kind of like a bad thing. So right now I'm like considering engineer or like a biology major. Mainly engineer.
Considering to become a doctor. So many fields like inside, like
there
can be anything.
Yeah.
Like in the medical field there's so many different jobs. So.
You said you wanted to be a pediatrician for kids.
I don't know. I'm so
pediatrician, yeah.
I don't think I could ever be a doctor because I don't like blood.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't like blood. I don't like blood either, but, like, I think doctors are so cool.
If I were a doctor and I, like, had to, like, you know, examine kids, I'd just be like, ew. Yeah, and you can't say that. So
I don't like the doctor.
Yeah.
So cool. I mean, like,
I know they help
you can be a nurse.
But then when you, like, it's kind of weird.
I mean, like, when I see them in TV show and movies, I'm like, oh my god, they're so cool. Look at the doctors. They know everything about a human body. Or even going to actual doctors and they can instantly tell you what's wrong with you. I'm like, that's so cool.
They can instantly tell you, like, what's wrong with you. So that is...
Oh my god,
okay.
No, but like, whenever you go to a doctor as like a kid, you'd be like, so you eating your vegetables, your apples, You know, apple a day keeps the doctor away. Actually, that saying, the apple a day keeps the doctor away, was just a thing to get people to eat more fruit. So,
it's smart, though. All the parents use that on kids.
Yeah, the whole world's alive.
Yeah. So, do you guys have anything else to share? Any other stories?
Not really.
We're towards the end.
So, now we know some interesting facts, and you guys know more about our sisters.
Yeah, and thank you guys for talking with us and doing such a great job. You should give yourselves a pat on the back.
Cool.
Okay. So as we're nearing the end, instead of the daily question, we decided to turn into something else called the Motivational Moment with Varsha and Mega. MMWBM.
Shout out to my uncle for giving such a great idea. So with MMWBM, we will say an inspiring story, or in some other episode we'll like try incorporating a quote and a story, sometimes just one quote, and you get the idea. So, and the purpose of this is to learn moral lessons and to motivate and influence others.
Yeah, so for today we have two things that we want to talk about. First, I found a quote, and the quote is, "Knowing is not enough. We must apply. Wishing is not enough. We must do." And this was stated by Johann Wolfgang von Goethe. I chose this quote. I'm sorry if I messed up the name, but I chose this quote because it applies to what's happening in our society today, especially with the protests. People are taking action to fight against the wrong. They're not staying silent. They know that knowing is not enough. We must apply.
Yeah, I also agree with that, Mega. Like, I feel like, in the quote, it really says you really need to know what's going on in your life, and you need to learn how to apply it, like taking action as well.
Yeah, I agree. And I think it means like you might know something, but then if you don't apply it to your life or others, it's not enough. And if you wish for something to happen in your life, but you really don't really like care about that wish, you feel like it won't come true, care about it, and you should do that or whatever, like work up toward that wish if you really want it,
Good kinda explanation. I like that.
Thank you.
Yeah, I like it too.
Do you have any thoughts, Star?
I mean, I just agree with everybody.
Wait, isn't Wolfgang a piano person?
Okay. Not sure.
I think so. Let me check.
Yeah, must be.
He was a German writer and a statesman, actually.
Yeah.
It's Johann Wolfgang. He's a writer.
Okay, so on Next Onwards, we have an interesting inspirational fictional story we found from a website. And we will also be putting the link on the description if you guys want to check more stories like that.
Yep.
Okay, so there was a blind girl who hated herself purely for the fact she was blind. The only person she didn't hate was her loving boyfriend, as he was always there for her. She said that if she could only see the world, she would marry him. One day, someone donated a pair of eyes to her. Now she could see everything, including her boyfriend. Her boyfriend asked her, "Now that you can see the world, will you marry me?" The girl was shocked, and when she saw that her boyfriend was blind too, and refused to marry him. Her boyfriend walked away in tears, and later wrote a letter to her saying, "Just take care of my eyes, dear." So, the moral of the story is, when our circumstances change, so does our mind. Some people may not be able to see the way things were before, and might not be able to appreciate them. There are many things to take away from this story, not just one. So what did you guys think?
This story? Yeah, you go first.
Yeah. Well, I think it, talks about perspective. Perspective affects a lot of things in your life. If you see someone this way, you'll see them as that way for your whole life unless they do something different. So, it's what it means. It's, she was blind, and then when she finally got her eyes and she saw her boyfriend was blind too, it just changed her whole perspective of who she really saw in that her boyfriend. So
that's pretty good explanation. Yeah, go ahead, Sarah.
I kind of just thought it's at the end it said, "Just take care of my eyes, dear." So it's the boyfriend's eyes, and so you should really just be grateful for what you really have. I mean, Yeah, yeah. It's the story is really about perspective and, you know, kindness.
Yeah, and this story was, Marsha and I were actually looking through many stories, and when we read one, we were all like, wow.
Like, surprised. We went speechless, honestly. Yeah. We were like, oh, because when I read it, I was like, oh, wow, why didn't she, you know, she didn't know her boyfriend was blind, and she refused to marry him when she thought, I mean, I feel like if I were in her place, I mean, I would, I mean, maybe I would.
No, I mean, like, your boyfriend gave you her eyes, like,
yeah, that's basically kind of like that.
Just so you can see the world.
Yeah. Just so she can see. Yeah, I know. Which is, like, amazing. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would have really, you know, married because he helped me. But, you know, honestly, it just... But, yeah.
It also shows how much he really loves her. Like,
yeah.
If he'd actually sacrifice his eyes for, like, his one beloved.
Yeah. There's many, many, many morals to it. Mm-hmm. We can think of another way too. There's so many possibilities of what may have happened in the story.
Yeah.
Along with Mega and I, we thank all our listeners around the world for supporting and loving us. Thanks for tuning in with us for episode 4, and remember to follow at MegaVerse2020 on Instagram for shoutouts and requests. Feedback are welcome. By the way, we also have a YouTube channel, so make sure to subscribe, turn on the notification bell icon, and like all our videos. And share too. This will be our last episode as we will be taking a break, but don't worry, we will still be back with great content.
Yeah, so you guys can also record a message on Anchor as well if you want to hear that, and we can reply back to you. Or you can email us at megaversion2020@gmail.com. Have a fantastic day, and remember to stay safe and positive. Along with Marsha and me, adios amigos.
Adios amigos.